Hospitals are required to treat the people who come through their doors, but a patient's immigration status can complicate who picks up the tab. In 2010, the state-run Agency for Healthcare Administration changed payment rules to cut down on Medicaid coverage of emergency care. The change means hospitals aren't fully reimbursed when they treat undocumented immigrants. A coalition of 24 hospitals argues the agency is overstepping its bounds. Last year, a judge rejected the argument, but now the hospitals are appealing. Joanne Erdy is their attorney.
If ACA doesn't like the fact that the determination of whether there's an emergency medical condition and its duration is based upon documentation provided by the hospitals, then it needs to go to the legislature and have them change the statute and have DCF change its rules.
Some public health experts want to expand emergency medical care for immigrants, not cut it. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, in some states, more than 80% of emergency Medicaid funds go toward undocumented immigrants giving birth to American citizens. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.